You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to start a little bit of sugya of cut knife on the veils. First, we'll start with the Gemara, Gemara Yevamos. Al titzik barbisna ichus lemeftecha de bein nevilchik. He lost the keys to the base medrash. Imagine. Can't open at the base medrash. B'shusa rabim b'shah. He lost some shusa rabim. So what is he supposed to do? Can't carry. Must come into das amalei. Zilda bar talia, the talia, bringing a boy, a girl, a little boy, a girl. Letayla also, let them take a walk over there. Yimishkakal, if they find it, Maisalu, they'll bring it. They'll see the base medrash within, they know the base medrash is closed, whatever. Alma Kasama, caught Nechon Vegas, Ein Bezim Mitzuch Lafif. Here they're carrying a key in Ushusu Rabbim, and we're not stopping them. Forget, we sent them out, and if they find it, they do it. What's the? Later on, the Gemara brings psukim. Teretz the Gemara holds that the psukim is you're not allowed to make them do it. It's just not called making them do it. In other words, when you're bringing a child to Shusam, take a walk. You know, let's take a walk down this and this street. You're not telling him to do it. All right, but anyway, he gave him some that it would happen, might have the face, whatever it is, but that's what he did. Says Uncle Ain Bezmitz on the free shape. Otherwise, what's he saying to do? Doesn't say what the story is. Did have a happy ending. Did have a happy ending. The point is, he brought them there, right? They, you know, maybe they bring it. But my says, what if they would carry it? Lame them aside. Lo yema adam atina kaveli meftach kaveli kaisen bring me el menicha toilish menicha zayvik. In other words, it says you're allowed to go ahead. If you see a kid, you can't make a kid do an iser, but it couldn't. It does mean that your manicha toilish, you let him to tach halif manicha zarek. He could throw the rishus rabbim dalamas amar baye. So you see that you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Amar baye toilish ba'otzit she'ein anokut. If you have a pot that doesn't have a hole at the bottom, that's not called midaraisa being toilish because it has to be from the kark. If there's no hole at the bottom, it's grown from the pot. If it has a hole in the bottom, that means it's getting energy from the floor as deraisa. We meet that, or zayrik b'karmel is derabanan. In other words, Gemara said over here that even though that you're not allowed to make him do it, right? But you let him do it. So even if you hold, you're now out of that. Let's say you see a kid carrying rishus rabbim or being toilish. You see a kid picking a fruit on Shabbos, right? So you have to stop him. That's what Gemara says. There's no riot to this brisa. The brisa says you're allowed. That means the door bond. Or else like this. The Gemara is masupik if you're allowed to go ahead and let a cut and do. Meaning you have to stop the child if you see him doing it a way. You see a kid eating something that's also to eat. You have to stop the kid, right? You see a kid talking Rosh Hashanah. You mukhir to stop the kid from variety saying, yeah, this Rebbe, this teacher, and the lousing is bad. Let's assume it's no talent, it's right between 5-year-olds. And I always imagine, like one kid saying to another kid, did you hear what the mower said? Russ was not Jewish, you know. Russ was, what's the matter with her? Don't you? Oh, you're demanding your promise. That's not the question. But anyway. So it says, that's the shayla. Do you have to stop him or just, but the zikha to make him do an essay, give him, like you buy by mistake, correct? That's when Allah HaMais was saying, do we want to get to Allah HaMais over here? There's part of it today. You buy by mistake a can of beans. I remember as a child, my mother, Heinz beans, right? That's what the only beans do were then, right? Heinz beans. And I guess my mother didn't know what P-O-R-K meant, you know? So it said pork and beans, obviously. So what do you do with it? You give it to the, right? Can you give it to your kid? No, you can't. Why? Because then you're feeding him an issa. Gemara talks about, we'll see Gemara and Shabbos, grasshoppers, right? So we know Jews eat grasshoppers. But there are certain grasshoppers that are kosher and certain grasshoppers that are not kosher. As a kid, when I was in Tel Aviv, one day I was once by Bienes in Zangazum a few years ago. Pesach, I go to never pay. Now he's not commit anymore. But Susan, you didn't open him and called Chaim Belina. And he showed him an article. What is it? And it says that the Arba left Mitzrayim. And I forget the word pasuk. Says that it's known that in that even though the whole Africa, there are always locust plagues, but never in Mitzrayim. That's what you might say. Dying from Rabbeinu Chananel, 7,000 years ago. This Jew showed an article in the New York Times a write-up that in Egypt there has not been a locust plague since the year BCE, whatever it was. So, Sifu B'chon Afuas, that's all they have. By the way, somebody on Shabbos, I'm sitting in the Sheva Brachas, to the way of Shabbos, somebody told me that, somebody can get me, I would love to see him, I know he did it, that there was a New York Times at 100th anniversary or something, and they printed what it was 100 years ago, what it is now, and then what do you think it's going to look on 100 years from now? So the article, he's ignoring them. The article said they don't know what it's going to be 100 years now, but they know one thing's still going to be, what type of shki is in order for the Jews to light the Shabbos candles, because that's still going to be around. A smart guy, that we've seen history, that Baruch Hashem said, don't go find me, I'd love to see her. But anyways, I was a child, and they told us, I must have been five, we have to go home that day, there's going to be locusts. It's going to be an Arba, and the whole sky is full of Arba. It was dark. We were sitting on our porch, and there are people singing together. The Tel Aviv, the porches went on top of each other. They didn't worry about sukkahs. In Yerushalayim, the porches are like this. Say, people can have like this, so people get a sukkah. As I thought about you in Yerushalayim, or F.O.?
I'm not yet.
Neighbors and stuff like that. So anyway, and so I remember the star of them were on my porch, hatching them to eat, the grasshoppers. So the Gemara says, you know, they used to play with grasshoppers. Kids used to play with grasshoppers. So you're not allowed to give his son a tray for that grasshopper, because he'll play with it, die, and the male, he might come to need it. And we'll see, is the history because we gave it to him? But this is the shayla. Basically, the shayla is, are you mechuyev to stop the child or just not make him do it? But it's Mashal Gemara that if it's a Darabanan, right, that's for sure you're allowed him to do it, right? That's what Gemara said. A Gabbana, if he's doing the Darabanan, and that's when you see this is the thing, inshallah. And white girl. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, you'll feel that. We'll see. But the question is also, is making children carry, where there's no Erev, carry a Siddur. Most of our places are not Rishus Rabban, they're Kalmudas. That's why they make Erev. If those places that don't have an Erev, can you make a child bring a Siddur for you to Shul? Well, Siddur, right? It's known that you used to see in Europe, you see all the time kids used to carry Kalais and spodix. A lot in Poland, a lot of times the Jews were afraid to wear spodix in the streets. It was the Akam would start off with them. So you have the kids carry them. We'll see all this. Now, what's the mucker of this salat? So that's the next Gemara. It's right after that. Next blood. Toshma. Loi Seichon Kishekita. So Gemara learns that you learn out Loi Sachilon. Right, losachilam. It's written. It should have said, "Don't eat." Don't eat losachilam. So we read it. We could read it. Right, with the zachirik under the chop. Losachilam. Don't feed it. Lahazir gedolim alaktanim. That's the expression we'll use from now on. Lahazir gedolim alaktanim. My love, the amalahu losachil. You have to tell them, "Don't eat." Loi. What's another right? Lomnes falling down. Maybe means don't feed them. To stop now. Toshma. B'chol nefshachem l'seichol dam. We need b'chol nefesh. La'azig gedoylem alektanim. So, let's talk about dam now. My love, Amri Lu, you have to know why the Gemara is shakotai. It could be different, but in the joshing. L'seichol l'gedolem l'skul yadayim. Don't give it to them. Yeah, stop. So again, there's no raya from here. Then, one that Rashi and Chumash brings down. Toshma. Emor lekahanim v'amarta leh. What's the two of iris? Lahaze gedolim alaktanim. My love, the amalahu v'lashetuma, loy v'lalit malahu b'yadayim. Don't be with Tommy down. So we have three psukim. Right? Lahazik b'doyim malaktan. Dam shratzim, dam tin. And tumas kanim. My shrei always used to say, over, I think it's a noyim alimelech, if I'm correct. But the noyim alimelech always used to say, Lahazir comes to the word zoyas, funded to. She's saying it's shining, it should shine. Lahazir g'doyim malaktan. You want your son to do good? You have to go ahead and shine. You have to go ahead and radiate. In other words, the expression, I don't like it so much, but they use it all the time. Be a good example of food. It sounds very artificial because that means you're doing something and the kid is pretty smart. He's a toughie. Come on, you give milk, you're going to learn. A terrace of rum. The whole terrace of Rome. So I went out after the 2 years ago, after the chuppah, to learn in the Sambed, a very nice base maybe from Amsterdam to Blash. And then I have a bacha call me when they're about to dance for the chassim. That chassim comes out, which we know can be 2 hours, right? So you get a nice amount of learning. And punk that the very nice base medvish, they're always sitting there learning Sidi Shayid. And I remember the first time I was there, so they asked me, did you daven? I said, no, But I got to know very nice way. So they had a shiur for Baal Batim that night. And one of the speakers, it was about chinuch. We're very interested. So he said over a very nice story where somebody came to Shlunke's villa and he says, I'm so tired after days of work. And I opened up a cipher, my son should see it, but I don't feel right. It's Nishal Shem Shemai and Nishal Shem Shemai. I tell Shem said, Does it regress to Shem Shemai? And his son should see that in the word. Right? But anyway, Lahazir means you ought to radiate. So Lahazir Gedoyim Akhtar. If you radiate, you do the right thing. But Avada means the Pashup Shat, right? Okay, so we have three psuk. Let's start Vitzvishi. You need all the Yashmin and Shkotzim. I would say Davkus Rabbi Shem Yisurim Mashu. Shkotzim Abenissa, because usually you have to eat a kazayis. Shkotzim is even any small amount. Avodam, the Adi Iker Revias, you have to have Revias, that which one day we'll talk about that. Why you need a Revias dam? Why is it Revias? Because it's liquid, and liquid is Revias, right? Like, Kiddush Revias, even though the Torah says Lo Soifu Dam. Eimelo, Vishmin Dam, Mishum, the Iker Karas. Maybe Kar, it's more Chomer. Because a chorus of a shratzen a maloy, right? So therefore, we both. Now, the yashmin and anitarki, if you have these both, mishum the isurin shover bakol. Aval tuma a maloy. But maybe tuma's kanim, since it's only kanim, maybe the Torah wasn't marked. The yashmin and tuma, I should say just tuma, learn that from there. Kahanim shining, maybe it's only by kahanim, mishum the reba ben mitzis says. Torah was marked. Gave him more mitzvahs. So one of the mitzvahs is, don't make your son be matam mitzvah, but that's it. So it's better. Erech Rami Shratzim, not, dam not. Avahani emeloi tzvicha. Now we mentioned a few weeks ago, just Tamar Shaila, and we'll see that's also comes up over here. It Rachman al Tzlan, a cotton koinin, his father dies. Can he go to what we call the funeral parlor? Can he go to the basic verse? A coin is not allowed to be mitam himself. Yeah, but a coin is allowed to be mitam himself for his father. But maybe that's the mitzvah that allows you to be mitam. He doesn't have a mitzvah. He's a cotton, right? The Gemara says that lo yitma is machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If it's with shus, you're louder, or mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. So maybe the mitzvah is what allows you to do. But if you don't have the mitzvah, like this cotton, maybe it doesn't. So maybe a cotton Rachman al Tzlan cannot go to his own father's, Gavayah, that's him shores. What? Yes, so can sin off? This is a good question. Your mitzvah is Ramadan going good today. That he wants to know, does chinuch push away Yisrael this way back? It sounds no, of course not. Chinuch is Dorabanan. We'll see if Taisis that agrees with it.
It's just like you're not cleaving yourself. Something that you're not cleaving yourself.
Oh, so that's also a good question. That's the Beis Halevi, I think you mentioned with remember. The Beis Halevi wants to tie that may be like a koyin for us. What's a Beis Halevi? Based on a Sefer Rekeach. Magen Avraham and Shas bring a Rekeach. whether a woman that's married to a kohen is allowed to walk into a beis hakvaras. Because by walking into a beis hakvaras, so it's two ways of learning it. One is she's carrying, maybe she has a boy. So either you're afraid she will both give birth there, or maybe that itself is being mitame the child. So that's what she is saying. Well, that's what beis halevi time is. She doesn't have an is, so she's a woman. A woman doesn't have issur tuma. So what's the shayla if you're going there? And that's the question. So but something I remember, maybe family members, I remember. Like the other time, maybe it's a different issur, because in Kuhuna, there's a special issur to be metama koyin, a special issur. But not of this issur, we'll see that. Okay, so that's the Gemara there, okay? Now, let's get to the Shulchan Aruch.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This is a lacha in Shulchan Aruch for Shabbos. So basically, all the lachas on the Ge'er, and we'll first do the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll go backwards, we'll go to the Mekoyvus and the Rishen. Katan Aruch, what do we pass to? Katan Aruch and the Velas, Ein Beis Din Mitzuvah Mach Rishay. So the din is, Aval Abin, but you don't have to stop. You see a kid doing an issa. A kid eating the veil, that's what's called. Got Malchon the veil. So got Malchon Ves, which again means loved up. You see a kid doing Shabbos. I'm sorry, I forgot one thing. In Shabbos, you have the special pasuk, Loisasa Menacha, Ata Uvincha. What does Vincha mean over there? Obviously, it doesn't mean your 20-year-old son, your 30-year-old son, even because if you have it, he has it too. It means, hey, Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi and Kumish said. I did. I'm sorry. I skipped my mistake. Okay, so I skipped my mistake. Tanu Bavli, Mesech Shagas, right, to see it? Mishpah. Nofim Shabal Chabots, right? And you have a light on, and you want the light off. Right? You don't came out of Tala, right? The mere thought, La Akum Shvus, you know, Akum to do Malacha. So you can't tell him, lied or don't lie, right? That the Pesha ain't Shvisasa Alayim. Right? Because there's no Shvus on them, meaning, we'll see. About Kotn Shabacha was ain't Shamil, don't lie. You'd be allowed to go ahead if he does it, if he shuts the light, right? Like you see in all the hotels, all the hotel the Shabbos, you see then, you know, but then go around shutting lights. Not all the putting on lights could be a different part, but that we'll learn another time because we could have the lights for themselves. But in the Hanami, like they're shutting the lights. You don't tell them to shut off the lights, they're just doing it themselves. But Aval Katan, Shebol Chabos, right? Ain't Shemel, you know, ain't Shemel means you don't just, he says, Dad, I'm going to shut the lights, right? So that there you have to say, no, you can't. You have to stop. Don't shut the lights. The guy says, I'm going to close the lights. He said, right. Want to close the lights, right? But because it's not on you. But over there, he's on. Chiv on you. Kot Shabbat Chabbos. Ein Shem Elohim et Meshi Shvis Olay. The Shvis is on you. Shmami knows, the Gemara says, a deek from this Mishnah. Kot Nachabels, Bezim Metzugan of Fimut. Like again. We're not talking about the father. Bezin means to us, right? Or his fault. Doesn't mean you get a bezin. It means that that's the did. So you see, you have to stop. The child is going to shut the lights. So we have to stop. I'm Rabbi Yechimen, but cotton the oisa, the das of. So about a cotton that's doing it, the das of it, meaning. But the son, not right, the kid goes into the bedroom and sees his parents' lights are on, right? And he realizes his parents are not going to be able to have a good night's sleep with the lights on. So he's really doing it because of you, right? Or your father sits there, so you left the light on in the refrigerator, right? So the kid's doing it. You can't say, he's doing it on his own. The shot is that he's doing it because of you, right? So the Gemara says, the kabbalah got enough. The problem about she mishar. So if he's dating swell mishari, so then he's doing it. He knows you or not. Now if he dating nafreshan, enough he does it on his own das. I think nobody could tell. But Cotton doesn't have das, so we know he's doing it. Even though he knows that's what he wants, he does it out. Goes into shaylas and shabbos with a tzemgeh. We can see Gemara brings out Shabbat. In Rashi and Chumash, what's the secret second?
Oh,
yeah. Right, it says, Yemashin, the source of the Brisim Chauf, Perpekhov, Yemashi, Shabbos, Hashem, Kechelo, Sasko, Malata, Akhto, Vinchu, Vitecha, Abdecho, Master, Vebdecha, Vigercha, Shebisharefa. Zokto, Ashi, Akhto, Vinchu, Vitecha, Eluk, Tanu. Right? O Ein, the El of the Dylan, Avid, Akwe, Munzarna, they're already, those are new. Elo al Bala Azit Gdoilim al Shvitzas Aktan. For me, you see this then. Vizel Shishaninu Kotin Shila Bala Chabas. That's what the Mishnah means that we just learned. Ain Shom Neshishvesalach. Now, if it's quite obvious, the Gemara in Yevamos did not breathe this brush. Or as the Gemara didn't breathe, what about Shabbos? So we'll see all the primaries of this huge tshuva where he says, he really wrote it when he was young, and he was Makatsa, and I don't remember which, if that's the tshuva that he wrote when he was 14 or 16. I know one is when he's 14. I don't remember if that's the one, but we'll see. But the question is, what is this new thing about Ketanin? Why do you need the pasuk for if we have the other psukim? You have the same thing in Kukhok Beis. If you look at the psukim, right now the psukim is telling you, it has to do with you on your son. Right? Okay, now, it also says behemtach. So everyone knows this, it is called shvisas behemta. If you have a behemoth and it's working, you have to stop the behemoth. You have the behemoth trained, right? He's geared up to a plow. And Shabbos, he starts walking around plowing your field, you have to stop it. So they allowed to put an animal on top of grass. He's still Kiddush from the money knew of Shofar from the next parsha. It says that the animals, in fact, if you look at the Rab in Mishnayis, so the Shammai holds was this of Shvisas Kalim. Shvisas Kalim means your Kalim can't do Malacha Shabbos, meaning you can't have air conditioner on, basically. You can't have. So, one asks, what about the lights? What about your chon pot? What about this? What about that? There's two words for that. But that means, it's talking about, let's say, a windmill. Let's say you used to have windmills, but long duped. Wow, I guess. So, hey, so if there, and you said it before, Sean, we suck, because that you put it by the wind, and the wind, according to Shammai, you have to shun it off, you have to start with, because you're okay with, what do you know, from sort of around, it says up there, in the psukim of Yibahimah, behold, we learn that even Kalim. The Rab says, Beit Silo, that we pass and hold, it's a special din in Tsar Balei Chayin. There are a reason or two say that, too, as far as I remember. Another, the Torah wanted the animal to rest also. I don't know if it means this because he sees you resting, he's jealous, right? The Chinuch says that you can't have a shor and chamor, I mean, the din is a kind of a shor and chamor working together. He says because one chooses cut, so the chamor sees the animal's passive eating, says, how come he eat and I'm not eating, but I feed him and not feed him. He doesn't realize that with them. Okay, I guess there's some kind of brain. It's a tzabal chayin for the chamor to see the cut back upon him over here also. It's a tzabal chayin. I don't need this because he sees us relaxing on Shabbos, so forth. So anyway, but he brings Lamat, why your animal, there's a lot of graze on Shabbos. So Mechilat says, Laman Yanu of Sherech HaVakamelko, Yochel lo yitlen alichen atal yikim lehem toilish, lo yitlen oike, kid uproot. Tamadam lan yuach ein zanach atzai. That's tzar for an animal to walk around in the backyard and not be from the grunze. They'll muzzle it up and so, okay, but that's the din over here. Okay, for now let's take a look at Shachamel, but we'll take after that. Cut like on the beds. Ain bedlings of the Risha. Abal Aviv, or what is Risha Tim's think of? Aviv, ain not a mitzvah ligarba. Oh, here we come up with a new thing, his father. In other words, the kids eating treifa. You and I don't have to stop the kid. That's like an example, right? You see a kid on Shabbos, and he's playing with, he's picking leaves, you know, whatever, let's assume that's the rice, at least, you know, because he wants the leaves, he wants the branch, I'll play with it. We don't have to stop him. Aval other mitzvah lingabar is father la future mitzvah deraisa. Right? Okay? So there's a special din in the father. Else one din. Sounds like, Carl, what would you say? What?
Chinuch.
Chinuch. So we have a new chiddush here. Chinuch of the father.
Oh.
Shia?
Only on the deraisa.
Huh?
Only on the deraisa.
Only on the deraisa. Good point. A bit. So we'll see all this. Ulachiloi biyadayim also feel varm shasurim midibrei soifrim. That's the Gemara we learn. Gemara says that if he's picking a otzit she'ein a nakum, or he's throwing in a karmelis, so you don't have to stop. You have to stop him. That's what he's doing the darabonin. But you don't have to. So it says like this. L'chein also l'hargiloi b'chil Shabbos umayit apil shemetvarm shemeshim shvoz. Comes to chil Shabbos, how does that fit into Gemara? That's a different thing. Again, where does this come from? The yin shemim, agav. Or as the Rebbe say, agav zok the Ramah, right? There's a kukav in it. Shia. There's a kukav in it.
Neden.
What?
Neden.
Leiden kukav. Okay, so one with one kukav. Agav zok the Ramah. Yesh Ayman the calls ever caught in the line gear lapina. Some shear, and said it was as good. Aba the gear lapina tsrikim la frisha. Yeah, so that means when his father had to be Goran was less than finnach. What does that mean? And you see a 1 year old, you start yelling at him, kid has no idea. That's we'll see. The Yesh Ayman shear, the lo shayach finnach lebezdin. That means somehow we were saying chinuch is on everybody, yeah? Go. It's very easy to look out of someone else's job.
Yes.
If it's a, the cotton shehikah, this you've done before, we're going to leave it right now. Shehikah is abba faravaris, the cotton say, afapish ain't so chubuk shigal, mekom makam yikambo, time loy, I'm sorry. Chicago adds a zedaber. Was that with Chuba the Kapara? Pafapisha other country asking adventure. That's a different thing. We're not going to do that. But basically, it's a married to the Zakov here. We see that we passed it ain't bezim of fisher. The father mitzvah garen even on the chinuch. If he's over chinuch, everybody has to stop him. That means if you see your kid who's a chinuch, a 11-year-old child, and he's doing something. I have near where I live. So on the street corner there, there's a tree, the stump, like in, somebody once told me, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't see that. And that's all, trees go straight into the ground. In America, you see the, it's like this. So you said, I'm right thick, the hair. It says in Eretz Yisrael, it only rains a few months in it, so the trees have to look for water, so keep going. That's where we used it, so cheap, takes it easy, spreads out a little, relaxes. The water's going to eat it. Good muscle is. You don't go into deep. When you have something, fine. But anyway, so you're not allowed to go on the tree trunk. That's a certain, was with, I think it was a tree trunk, which is, could be 9 inches even, right? I don't know what the smallest shear, but 9 to 12 inches, whatever it is. But so kids always walk on it. Am I mokriv to stop those? When I walk home with Balfour, I tell them, you can't walk on that. Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk, you're not allowed to climb on a tree, and kuns, right? But I'm mokriv to stop these kids. It says over here, a king of cut surfing up, right? So that's one thing. Is it also a dorabonin? Do we pass them like yesh, ayimim, doshach, chinuch, for bezin, allow, will buy, which is done? Where am I facing? Chinuch should be. In other words, who says chinuch? It means dafka the father.
We're in Shabbat, right? Gemara does that.
Yeah, the what?
Takes like making another court for that.
Right, that's damn good. Okay, so you're, the Magen Avraham brings that Gemara, and in the coming weeks we'll go into that, okay? So we cut right from the barrel, saying the chinuch.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.